From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. Police are looking for five men who carjacked a woman at gunpoint in the Lincoln Park neighborhood. She told police she was parking near Wrightwood and Racine when her car was stolen, but the carjackers didn't get very far. Police recovered the car less than a mile away, and we saw police swabbing for evidence and fingerprints. Police say the crew of five carjackers were also seen driving a black SUV. Today, OSHA investigators will be back on the scene of that deadly explosion at a petroleum plant in the southwest suburbs. As they piece together what happened, one employee remains in the hospital, and Will County investigators believe the explosion originated from an asphalt storage tank, but it's unclear what caused it to ignite. 25-year-old Drew Worker died, and two other workers were hurt when the blast rocked the Seneca facility in unincorporated Lamont. And jurors at the ComEd Ford trial will resume deliberations at 10 this morning. Federal prosecutors say former ComEd lobbyist Mike McClain, ex-CEO Ann Promajori, retired VP John Hooker, and former ComEd consultant Jay Doherty crossed the line from legitimate lobbying to illegal bribery. Defense attorneys insist their dealings with former House Speaker Mike Madigan were above board. Jurors deliberated until about 5 yesterday afternoon. An argument over a noisy leaf blower may have been the motive for a deadly shooting on the Illinois-Wisconsin border in unincorporated Antioch. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the victim was using his leaf blower in his yard when his 79-year-old neighbor approached him, started arguing, and then shot him in the head, killing him. That neighbor was arrested yesterday and charged with murder. Investigators say they found the gun they believe was used in the killing and other evidence at the suspect's home. Your forecast: freeze warnings and frost advisories in effect until 8 a.m. as temperatures start off at or below freezing. We'll end up mostly sunny, though, in cooler lakeside with a high of 52. From the CBS Chicago newsroom, I'm Adriana Bigas.